Cleopatra by H. Rider Haggard. The Dedication. My dear mother, I have for a long while hoped to be allowed to dedicate some book of mine to you, and now I bring you this work, because whatever its shortcomings and whatever judgment may be passed upon it by yourself and others, it is yet the one I should wish you to accept. I trust that you will receive from my Romance of Cleopatra some such pleasure as lightened the labor of its building up, and that it may convey to your mind a picture, however imperfect, of the old and mysterious Egypt in whose lost glories you are so deeply interested. Your affectionate and dutiful son, H. Rider Haggard. January the 21st, 1889. Author's Note. The history of the ruin of Antony and Cleopatra must have struck many students of the records of their age as one of the most inexplicable of tragic tales. What malign influence and secret hates were at work, continually sapping their prosperity and blinding their judgment? Why did Cleopatra fly at Actium, and why did Antony follow her, leaving his fleet and army to destruction? An attempt is made in this romance to suggest a possible answer to these and some other questions. The reader is asked to bear in mind, however, that the story is told not from a modern point of view, but as from the broken heart and with the lips of an Egyptian patriot of royal blood. No mere beast-worshipper, but a priest instructed in the inmost mysteries, who believed firmly in the personal existence of the gods of Khem, in the possibility of communion with them, and in the certainty of immortal life with its rewards and punishments.